FM 90.3 WJTL. That's for King and Country with World on Fire. Happy Tuesday to you, March 31st, 7:02 on the clock. You are hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, thank you to everyone who entered WJTL's Family Vacation at Sandy Cove giveaway. We want to wish a big congratulations to Lauren Beer from Ephrata. Lauren won an all-inclusive five-night family retreat at Sandy Cove with all meals, speakers, a swimming pool, and tons of activities. Congratulations, Lauren.
Absolutely. Then this morning, we have a very special guest. It is Krista Chambers from Veritas Academy. Krista is the theater director there. Krista, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's so good to have you. You said you're from Lancaster. The drive in here was okay?
Yeah, no problem. Traffic wasn't too bad.
Okay, sometimes it's hit or miss. That's really good to hear. Krista, tell us a little bit about Veritas Academy.
Sure. Veritas Academy is a classical Christian school with a mission of cultivating loving, serving, thinking students. We are located in Leola, and we have just over 400 students, grades pre-K through 12th grade.
That is fantastic. We know a lot of people from Veritas, and you guys are absolutely fantastic. But you do things different. Classical Christian education, what does that mean to y'all?
Yeah. A classical Christian education focuses three stages of learning, or the trivium, and those are grammar, logic, and rhetoric. And each phase of the trivium follows a child's natural development. So the grammar stage, or the elementary stage, we're focusing on memorization and active learning. During the logic phase, or the middle school years, we are really focused on critical thinking. And during the rhetoric phase of learning, or the high school years, our students are focused on communicating well, both written and spoken.
Mm, that's really cool. For some reason, that just sparks things in my brain. I love that model. You're a parent? I understand.
I am a parent.
How many kids do you have there?
I have two children at Veritas Academy. They are in grades 3rd and 8th grade.
Okay, so you've been there for 8 years.
Yes.
And is that how you became the theater director at Veritas?
Yeah, I was involved in the school, and I saw a need. And prior to having children, I was a music teacher and had directed shows prior to this. So I was really happy to and honored to step in and serve the school in this way.
Well, speaking of shows, you have one coming up. It's Hans Christian Andersen Jr. Sorry, I wanted to get that right. Hans Christian Andersen
yes.
Jr. Can you tell us a little bit about the show?
Yeah, the show is Hans Christian Andersen Jr., a musical fable from Copenhagen. And our show is April 10th and 11th. We have one show on Friday, two on Saturday. We will be performing at Smoketown Elementary School on Mount Sydney Road.
Very cool. Tell us a little bit about the show. What can audiences expect when they come to see it?
They can expect to just be thoroughly entertained with fun music, energetic actors, beautiful sets and scenery, and a story that they will just really enjoy. If you don't know who Hans Christian Andersen is, he's the storyteller behind traditional fairy tales such as The Ugly Duckling, The Little Mermaid, The Little Match Girl and the Snow Queen, and many of those fables are interwoven into this brand new musical.
Wow, very cool. If folks want to get their tickets online, is there a good place to do that?
Yes, you can buy your tickets at veritasacademy.info/musical, and you can learn more about our school and classical Christian education at veritasacademy.com.
Very cool. veritasacademy.info/musical, the place to get your tickets for Hans Christian Andersen Jr. If you want to learn more about Veritas Academy and what classical Christian education means, visit them online at veritasacademy.com. We'll talk more with Krista on the way. We have a throwback tune from Toby Mac to get the blood pumping on the way next.